The fat man grunted. Louis Ragone's eyes showed that he was amused. Henri Pichot, next to Sam Guidry, looked uncomfortable. "What you plan on doing when you come up there?" "If I let you come up there," Guidry asked me. "I have no idea, sir," I told him. "You're not trying to play with me now, are you?" Guidry asked. "No, sir, I'm not, but I have no idea what I'll talk to him about."
"I hear from people around here you want to make him a man. A man for what, at this time?"
"She asked me to go to him, sir. Her idea, not mine."
"That was not the question," Guidry said. "Make him a man for what?"
"To die with some dignity, I suppose. I suppose that's what she wants."
"You think that's a good idea?"
"That's what she wants, sir."
"What do you think?"
"I would rather not have anything to do with it, sir. But that's what she wants."
"So you think he ought to go just like he is?"
"I don't know how he is, sir. Believe me, Mr. Guidry, if it was left up to me, I wouldn't have anything to do with it at all," I said.
"You and I are in accord there," he said, "but my wife thinks different. Now, which one you think is right, me or her?"
The fat man snorted. He thought Guidry had me. "I make it a habit never to get into family business, Mr. Guidry." The fat man didn't like that quick maneuver. I could see it in his face.
"You're smart," Guidry said. "Maybe you're just a little too smart for your own good."
I was quiet. I knew when to be quiet.
"I don't like it," Guidry said, "and I want you to know I don't like it. Because I think the only thing you can do is just aggravate him, trying to put something in his head against his will. And I'd rather see a contented hog go to that chair than an aggravated hog. It would be better for everybody concerned. There ain't a thing you can put in that skull that ain't there already."
I remained quiet.
"You can come up there," Sam Guidry said. "But the first sign of aggravation, I'm calling it off. You understand?"
"Yes, sir."
"You have any questions?" he asked me.
"Yes, sir. When can I see him?"
"You can come any time you like. Not before 10 in the morning, not after 4 in the evening. Any other questions?"
"Any idea how much time he has left?"
"That's entirely up to the governor, not me," Guidry said. "But I wouldn't plan on a diploma, okay?"
The fat man and Louis Ragone seemed impressed by the sheriff's questions and answers to me. Louis Ragone, who had light blue eyes, stared at me to make me look back at him, but I refused to pay him that courtesy. The fat man, drinking, rattled the ice cubes in his glass. Henri Pichot appeared to wish all this was over with.
"Anything else?" Guidry asked me.
"When can I start coming up there?"
"Not for a couple of weeks," Guidry said. "Let him get used to it. Report to Chief Deputy Clark if I'm not around. Don't bring anything up there you don't want taken away from you. Knife, razor blade, anything made of glass. Not that I expect him to do anything, but you can never be sure. Anything else?"
"No, sir, nothing else." Guidry nodded.
"Good luck. But I think it's all just a waste of time."
"Thank you, sir." I waited until they left the kitchen. Then I went out to my car and drove away.